2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Keery. He is Scott Mitchell. Across the valley, over the river and through the woods, somewhere in Draper, you can find Scott Mitchell. So, did you have a good break? Everything good? You sound like you've gotten a lot better over the last few days. You sound 100% you now.
Last few days, few weeks, yeah. That's compared to where I was, well,
in a bad spot. But you know what? With 100% Scott Mitchell, that means we can do the show 100% here. So let's kick the 8 o'clock hour off like we always do with the 8:05 cut, if you will.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Jazz were up by as much as 11 in that second quarter, but then New Orleans brought it right back again, Scott, and did it's a game of runs, basketball always up and down like that, and the Jazz are working off of 12 bench points to outscore New Orleans off the bench 24-12, and they're up by 5 at the half, 54, no, they're up 6, 55-49 at the half here across the street. So the Jazz are doing a lot better than we had not necessarily anticipated. They're kind of where we were hoping they were going to be, but they started off the season, 4-4? And since then, they've had that 5-game win streak and the longest in the NBA right now, and they have the third best record in the league. Power rankings have Jazz somewhere between number 7 in the league, as high on CBS Sports as number 3 in the league, but they're right around, if you were to average it out, probably around that 5 or 6. Category. So, Scott, when you see the Jazz right now and you kind of see where they're going, what are you expecting out of a team right now when you're only 14 games in, which would, essentially be 3 games into an NFL season?
If you look at their record, everyone in the NBA has at least lost 4 games. So the least number of games lost is 4, and the Jazz have only lost 4 games in the season. Mm-hmm. So you have to say they're on par with all of the other teams in the league.
Yeah, and I haven't played as much.
Right, and I think in the West, where you look at, clearly it's the Lakers. And so I think the Jazz really are kind of about a notch just below the Lakers. They may win, who knows? I don't know how many games they're playing in a series this year, but maybe they win, 1 of 4 with the Lakers or something like that. But I think you have to say with the Jazz, you have to be fairly pleased right now in that they're one of the top teams in the NBA, period, and certainly one of the top teams in the West. And their record so far this season shows that. But I think the thing that has been at least what I expected, because I was a little nervous when the season started, but I expected the Jazz to not have to take this long time to figure themselves out. And they've really been able to do that. And so because there's so much familiarity, right? I mean, the only guy they got was Derek Favors, who they know and who's been on the team in the past. And you have Mike Connolly, who's playing, as good as anyone in the NBA right now. And I think he's becoming that player that they expected to have. And then they've secured their two anchor players in Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. And I think that helps those players to not have to worry about that. They've got the big contracts. They can really focus. The one piece that I think is still trying to get together for the Jazz is Boyan. And he's trying to figure out, you know, do I tape my wrist? Do I wear the guard on it? What do I do, you know, to so I can shoot? And that piece is that continues to get better. That's just more depth, more weapons, and it's going to make the Jazz a tougher team as they go on. But I think we felt like this team was going to be very competitive and somewhere near the top of the West, and that's where they are.
I don't know what to expect at this time of year, or like if I'm supposed to be totally impressed. They certainly rounded out their last few games on the road the way you'd want to. They could have even had another extra victory there if they'd have been able to play Washington without that game being postponed. Hopefully they get that game back. But I don't know when it's this early in the season, the NBA especially, certain leagues, it's like they take a while to ramp up to where you really see teams quote unquote gelling. Some teams are just winning from the beginning in all the leagues, and it doesn't matter. But you know, there's a team every year that really figures it out. And for the Jazz, it's gotten earlier and earlier every season, especially for their superstars, especially for Donovan Mitchell. When we saw him kind of light up over the last five games, you go, okay, if he's getting going now instead of waiting till I think his second year when we were kind of waiting for some fireworks or maybe not even expecting anything from him, he started to really pick things up after that second half of the season started up. And then last year, it took him a minute, but he was already by December. He was fired up again. Now, the time frame has shifted for the Jazz, and expectations are higher for every one of the people on this roster. But I want you to just consider, too, when you think about all the guys who've come off the bench for the Jazz or guys who have started for the Jazz over the last few years, think about how much better Jordan Clarkson is than some of the options that they've had even in the past. We were so excited about George Hill, right, and what he brought to the team in terms of being a veteran and everything. I'll take Jordan Clarkson 1,000 times over George Hill, because he is just a scorer. And so on nights like tonight when the starters aren't having as much success, but the bench comes in and George Niang is, like, showing up big time, and, you know, off the bench you're seeing some guys shooting threes. The Pelicans are the worst defensive three-point team in the NBA this year. They defend the three worse than anybody. And the Jazz are one of the best shooting three-point teams in the country, and so in the NBA. So this is a great matchup for the Jazz. But they've had a little the Pelicans showed up tonight ready to play perimeter defense. Like, they're just going – they are getting out on those edges big time. So now what do you have to do in the second half? I would love to see some more – I just, for all the things that Rudy Gobert is, including a super max guy or a max guy that he's going to be, I just wish he would score more points. I mean, but
Rudy's not the scorer. I mean, it's a different option.
Okay,
for the Jazz,
but
and
I get that getting a raise doesn't necessarily make him that either. But how about just be a little bit more so? You know what I mean? Like, will you please just give me something? Will you give me something? Like, will you be so strong in the middle that they have to do – that they force you? What they're doing is it's easy to force them on the inside and make them kind of fumble the ball around.
Well, if the Pelicans are going to defend the perimeter, then it's driving to the basket, and the pick and roll with Rudy Gobert works well. I mean, that's what he does well. And so, and that's, again, part of what the option or the additional, you know, depth to this Utah Jazz offense brings you. One of the things that I think has been a surprise to me, because we were so worried about, you know, early on in the season, the Jazz actually kind of figuring things out, you know, having these blowouts and trying to figure out what their lineups are and where everyone plays and getting everyone kind of into the flow of things. I think the Jazz have realized, and they've even mentioned this to some degree, this season's shorter, and we have to come out of the gates playing a lot better than we have in past years. And it'll be an interesting thing to watch, not only the Jazz but other teams. You know, this whole load management issue in the NBA, and maybe it's a little bit less of a thing with the schedule being shortened. And who knows where it potentially could be shortened with, you know, I get a sense that this COVID thing is probably going to start tapering off as we get towards the NBA finals.
You're still confident in a 72 game season then?
I would think so, but you don't know, right? And even the Jazz have lost a game right now, and do they get to make it up? Who knows? But what, you know, because it could even get shortened more with how things are. And so I think the strategy, we really have to come out early, and we have to be ready to play. And that's a hard thing typically. I mean, they talk about the NFL being a marathon and not a sprint. It's weird because in the NFL, you got to play every game hard. but you can't just get complacent that you won that game and you have to move on to the next one. The NBA is really a marathon. So the whole idea of managing the whole season and load and is it going to be a shorter, longer season, I think is whoever does that the best is I think a team that's going to position themselves well in the playoffs, and hopefully the Jazz will be able to do it. It appears that they are headed that direction.
Let's take the break here. When we come back, Jeremiah Jensen is going to walk into the studio, kind of give us a thought or two about the game tonight, but also some of the things going on across the NFL. SportsBeat's got a lot of stuff to do tonight because, we just have Jazz highlights. And when the Jazz are good, we pay a lot more attention. Stay right here with us. More to go right here in KSL's Unrivaled. It is KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.